A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a little annoyed being at work today, and I'm wondering if I'm alone on this. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. This is not a general condition for me. I'm generally not annoyed being at work. I like coming to work. Fridays, working in the summer, sucks. It sucks. Nobody's in the office. Nobody's downtown. You get the vibe that everyone in the state is either on a lake or on a golf course. And that may be because we just heard a three-hour golf course gasm from Chad Hartman. But I'm annoyed. I hate being here on Fridays. It's awful. Maybe you like it. Maybe you are a sicko. You're just an absolute... But it is like there's no vibe. There's no energy. I park downtown like right away, which has not been before you go all like, whoa, crap, just cram it. I'm not in the mood today, all right? But you come downtown most days, it's hopping again. It's almost back to the pre-pandemic number of people downtown. Certainly midweek, even Mondays. But Friday in the summer, forget it. Do you have summer Fridays? Do you wish you had summer Fridays? 651-461-9226. I just came in and I'm like, Dan, I'm annoyed being here. Andrew feels the same way. Almost called in today. And then he said 14 days straight. I mean, if you're calling in, I feel like, well, I don't know. Today, can you just call in as often as you want and they can't do anything? Maybe. If I remember right, Andrew works for the state. So don't say that. That's just going to get people going. Texters at 651-461-9226. Not starting out with much sympathy. Jason, you work for 3 hours. So zip it. I mean, I work for like four. There is some prep work that goes into this show. I spend at least 40 minutes. At least 40 minutes. I don't know. It is. Oh, he called in. Andrew worked 14 days straight. I see. I think if you work 14 days straight, you should call in. Andrew, clock out. You've done enough. It does make me think about this summer Fridays bit, which has been a Minnesota thing for a long time, right? And I've never had it. Dan Cook, you've never had it. We work.
Nope.
And we're not complaining much. We're complaining a little. Our jobs are more like, and I've always told coworkers this in the TV station, and people don't necessarily agree with me, but I feel like my job has more in common with a factory worker than it does with like an ad exec. Because The factory is always running. The news factory is always running. You know what I mean? So if you're an ad exec, if you're a pencil pusher, if you're one of these corporate people where you look at your life and say, what did I do today? And your answer is 17 meetings. You probably can work a half day on Fridays, right? But if you work in a metal fabrication plant, they don't just stop the plant. If you're making dog food or you're, you know what I mean? Like, you got to come to work. What would happen here? Now, let me paint the picture at WCCO Radio, Odyssey, Minneapolis headquarters in downtown Minneapolis today. Taylor Rivera is here. Laura Oakes is here. Dan Cook is here. I am here. Remy is here from Jack FM. And Adam is here, the brain wizard behind Jack FM. And as far as I can tell, that's the entire pop. I've just given you the census of the five-story building right now. What if we just simulcast Jack? Like, what if, don't you ever have that attitude where it's like, and maybe you guys can do it. You can just say, like, I'm out. I'm not coming to work. I'm taking a half day off. Here, like, can we do that? What would happen? Cook, if I walked out of here right now, what would happen?
I'd take over, do a much better show, and you'd be out of a job by Monday.
You might be right. You might be right. Taxter, Jason, you are an icon. I mean, honestly. Best text of the month? Exactly right. Your show is great. I just love your show. I love your show, and I love the way you are. And that text came from my own phone number. But it's fine. Texter, wait, 3.5 hours a day and you'd like to skip Friday too? Do you guys really think it just, what do you guys think?
I think they do. I think they think we just walk in the studio and go, hey, what's going on?
Just riffing?
Just have a good time.
The show might be better if that's what we did. If we did zero preparation and just kind of shot the breeze. But I do think if we did no preparation, just came in here and just said what, I don't know, can most of you carry on 3 hours of conversation about nothing? Well, maybe I could. What do you guys want me to talk about? 651-461-9226. You name the topic and we'll just riff on it with zero preparation. Now, this texter at 320 says we need to add the Jason haters segment to Friday afternoon. That is not a bad idea.
Like the reading the mean tweets type of deal?
That'd be interesting. I've had a little bit of energy around this idea lately because the social media response to me of late has been so full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
And is the best way to do that to have, like, you read those to me? Is it to, like... Is there a Twin Cities actor? Is there a voice actor?
Ooh, I like that idea.
You know, is there some way we could
you know all
that?
Those artsy people. You got to have somebody.
I probably have somebody. Is someone on the phone, Dan? I don't see anything. You just held up the phone.
No, I was just putting it.
Oh, you were just putting the phone down. You never know. I don't know. That's what we're doing here. One of our YouTube commenters with a screen name, if it were up your beep, you'd know, says, how can anyone hate you guys? Exactly. Another texter, Jason, you are the greatest supreme leader. That's very nice. Someone says, if we just every Friday came in with no prep and just let it go, we could call it Winging It Friday. You know, that's a great idea. Winging It Friday. Reminds me of a a segment that I've heard on this station called Stop It. I think it's called Stop It.
I've never heard of it.
Clearly inspired by a Wednesday segment we do here. Jack is in Minneapolis. Jack, do you think we should just call it? Just leave the station? Call it a summer Friday?
Well, 3.5 hours, Jason, let's be honest. You've got 42 minutes of commercials, of weather, of important traffic updates, not to mention national news. So you'd probably put in a good 17 minutes, an hour, which I appreciate. And I'm sure you're not giving the money back.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
My wife was giving me a hard time on Tuesday. I think we had a Twins game run a little late. And she wanted to know if I got paid for a full day of work, even though we didn't get on the air until like 4:20.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. You've got 162 days off in between. Say, do you need an assistant?
Hey, he's doing just fine with his producer. Easy now, Jack.
I mean, and in fairness, like today we have Card D Sharks at 4 o'clock, so that kills a half hour without me really doing too much work.
No, keep up the good work.
Yeah,
I don't want
you
to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Jack understands.
He gets
the strain of this job.
It's although to be fair, I think what did he suggest, 17? It's more like 32 minutes an hour that you have to fill.
Dan,
and I've heard other people, including myself, try to do Card to Sharks.
Yeah.
Don't undersell yourself. That takes some effort.
So Dan gives me this sheet of paper that lays out the show, and it has every segment or every hour divided into four chunks. And on it, it has like the live ads that I read. And today, you guys hear those. They're not really read. It's just me talking. But today we have one in every break. And Dan was like, a lot of live ads today. And I said, when I see all of that yellow highlighter on our show planner, I think tuition. How about right now? Dan, we're going to pay a little tuition. Let's pay some tuition. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCO.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I Know a Guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
In just about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about Flock cameras. In St. Paul, the city council president wants to kick them out of the city. We're going to be joined with a police sergeant who will talk a little bit about what the potential of these cameras has been and how they've been using them, and sort of have a theme for some of our topics today. There is broad anti-Flock camera sentiment out there. There's broad anti-data center sentiment out there. And we're going to talk about these things. We're not just going to assume like, oh, well, everybody thinks this. Well, why do people think this way? We're going to take a look at some of those issues. Lots of texts coming in on the Friday vibe of this show. People have a lot of ideas, Dan, on how we could make the Friday less work for us.
Which is really the important part.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we want it to be entertaining for the people.
Right.
But if we can make it less work for us.
That's the goal.
That's really the big thing.
So a texter says, Jason, why don't you riff on the pros and cons of hanging out with work colleagues outside of work?
Oh, God.
I love my colleagues. Laura Oakes had us over to her house.
Which one of our colleagues sent that text? You know that came from inside the building.
I don't know. That's just a frequent listener, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
Cook, you love hanging out with the team. You like team building. You like a company picnic. You like a company meeting. What was your favorite?
I like a railroad spike to the temple.
What was your favorite part of the company meeting we had this week?
My favorite part of it?
When the big shot from some Midwest corporate.
Yeah. My favorite part of it is when I came into work and you and Brad were talking.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, there was a meeting today.
I love this stuff. I like knowing what's going on. Like, I got to hear Adam, the big shot at Jack FM, tell the story of how when Jack started up, like, we own Jack FM, too. It's all part of the same company here. And Adam, a lot of people don't know. When that radio station went on the air, everybody was like, okay, good luck, because it was a failed frequency. And now it's like it's destroying the ratings. It's just absolute juggernaut, and it's because of him and Remy. Mm-hmm. And he, what was fun is like under the auspices of giving a presentation about like what's going on at the station, he basically gave a history lesson. Was like, you know, nobody believed in this, and it's pretty much just me and Remy. Just so you know, it was cool. You're like,
good for him.
Wouldn't you want to do that in front of the big shot?
Like, old mic drop.
Yeah,
boom.
It was great.
Yeah.
Another topic idea. What's the bigger threat to the United States, AI or the national debt?
Mm. That sounds like some work, though. We're trying to make this easy and light.
No,
on
you can look. If I've learned anything from 4 years of hosting a talk show, it's that you do not need to know what you're talking about. You just need a strong, clear, relevant opinion. So the bigger threat to this country, unquestionably, is the national debt.
Nope, it's AI.
You are an idiot, Dan Cook. How dare you?
Quit looking in the mirror, Jason.
I mean, you know, AI is exactly what I'd expect, like a puke liberal snot like you to say. Lefty Cook, once again, oh, I don't like AI, as he gets on his phone, boop, beep, bop, boop, bop, boop.
Just because AI serves your fascist needs, DeRussia, doesn't mean the rest of us should be subjected to its tyranny.
MAGA Jason is what a lot of people are calling me these days.
I know you own a bunch of plots of land and you're trying to build data centers on them, take away all our clean water and electricity. Don't pretend.
At 5 o'clock, actually, you'll hear my thoughts on what city should just turn over the keys to the data center people and call it a day. Another topic. Mark Lori and A-Rod just made a profit of $1.6 million a day every day over the past 5 years. Pretty good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Texter. It is true. Mark Lori, what was your favorite Mark Lori moment? Do you have like
the shoes off? It has to be the shoes off, right?
The shoes off.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was the big thing.
When they introduced Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez, the Timberwolves, at that time, were the Timberwolves still on WCCO radio?
No, I think that was after.
It was just after? I think they were still with us because I was invited.
Well, if you think that, then why are you asking me the question?
It's just banter. It's like a little banter. It's like what I do with my kids. I ask them a question, I know the answer, but you're just like trying to riff a little bit. Okay. You know? People get sick of hearing my voice the entire show, so I try to include you a little bit, you know.
There was a former host of ours that delighted in asking a guest a question and then answering the question himself and then asking the guest to confirm that his answer was the correct answer.
Did that host name rhyme with Ron Melby?
I don't know what you mean.
So the Mark Lurie sale, to me, is a major turning point in Twin Cities sports ownership. There have been some massive transitions over the last couple of years. The Wilfs buying the Vikings was a big deal, but Red McCombs was not a Minnesotan. So, right? Like, he wasn't
no,
from...
No, he was from Texas.
From Texas. So having an outsider own the football team was not a seismic shift. When it came to the Twins, we've had the Polads forever. Mm-hmm. Local ownership. For basketball, you had Glenn Taylor for a long time. And then Taylor sells to A-Rod and Lurie. And that move had A-Rod and Mark Lurie very much embracing the Twin Cities, right? This...
I mean, they gave lip service to that.
Well, yeah, that because that was the expectation.
Right.
I think this is a turning point. A turning point where fans no longer care if you're locally owned. They just care if you're going to spend money. That's it. They don't care. And people were ready to take the Polads and blast them out of a cannon. And I think Twins fans would have taken any ownership from any city, any country. They would have let LIV Golf come in and buy the buy the Twins, and they would have been happy. And I do think this is a turning point where you say, okay, there is continuity. Lurie sold it to the number three investor. The Athletic reporting that he could have sold it to somebody else. But for more money, but he chose the continuity in someone he knew and someone that worked with Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez will still be the public face, so we'll still get like Instagram videos of A-Rod like pretending to shovel his Lake Minnetonka estate. But I do think that this new ownership does line up with the vibe of the sports fan today, that they don't really care about the local
ownership. And it's part of a larger trend, too. I mean, two quick things. One, if you were ever curious as to why Glenn Taylor tried to get out of the sale to Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez, valuation as it stands today should tell you everything you need to know about why he was trying to get out of that, because he saw how quickly the value was appreciating and he wanted some of that money.
I mean, just the Lurie portion, $4.5 billion, and not even the total portion, because Lurie's still an investor.
The second thing is that the days of the local family ownership that's invested in the community, like you said, this is a turning point for Minnesota, but this is what's been happening nationally for a little while now, and this is part of that bigger trend. That doesn't exist anymore. Sports franchises are just assets. They're lines on a grid where they're almost guaranteed to appreciate. So that's why you have all of these private equity funds that are investing in sports franchises, because they know they're going to make money. It's almost a guaranteed moneymaker in terms of, you know, lasting, in this case, only a year.
Yeah.
And he tripled his money. So it's hard to beat if you can get in the front door. It's getting in the front door that's the problem.
Pretty interesting. Let's break. We're going to talk Flock cameras in just a minute. St. Paul Police with us to talk about why they don't want to kick Flock cameras out of the city. We'll get into it in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.